We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness? Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Hey, guys. This is Coach Robitaille.
Food service worker at Comerica Park arrested after a stomach-turning video went viral.
Oh, no.
Here we go. It is a Tuesday.
That you haven't spilled a cup of coffee lately.
No, that was really the one time I've ever done that, and it was
And it was a caffeine tsunami.
It really was, and it was like a full coffee, too. It was a half full, just like my outlook on life, Dale. It was a half full.
Half full kind of guy. Yep.
Well, it's a Tuesday at noon 30. That means it's time for the madness. And this is, as I said, a seasonal madness because with Halloween.
Does this have anything to do with pumpkin butts?
Yeah, sort of. Pumpkins, yes.
Not pumpkin butts.
Sorry,
no.
Dale. I know.
That was just a thought.
I'm sorry that it doesn't. But yes, pumpkins. It involves pumpkins because. Now's the time. People are getting a ton of pumpkins. You go out, you buy a pumpkin. Maybe you go to a pumpkin patch, for heaven's sakes. This is a big time. You're going to be carving pumpkins next week. Well, up in Shippensburg, a gentleman went into
Shippensburg.
A gentleman went into Walmart. He appeared to be under the influence of alcohol as well as another unknown substance. And he was smashing pumpkins.
Benadryl?
Could have been. Could have been. Yeah. Could have been a lot of cough
syrup. Yeah, that stuff can get to you.
Could have been that. He decided to smash a bunch of pumpkins and attack a customer. That's right. Smashing pumpkins in the Walmart.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
I got it. Thanks.
The the value of the pumpkins, according to the state trooper, $88. So he destroyed $88 worth
of pumpkins. Are expensive. That could be like three pumpkins.
There probably wasn't that many pumpkins because they got to him pretty quick. He was actually tackled in the store. Now, we don't have news footage of that one.
Do you tackle someone for smashing pumpkins?
These people did. They decided to do that.
Now, don't mess with Walmart.
No, well, they'll get you. They'll protect themselves.
Was it some 72-year-old greeter who went all Rambo on his ass?
Like, stop smashing the pumpkin, sir. And then he kept doing it, so they attacked him.
Those are the people I'm the most worried about. Right there as you're checking out.
The old people?
Because they're all like veterans, and you hear like little beep, beep,
true.
Beep. I've been grabbed twice at a Walmart.
You've been grabbed at a Walmart?
Oh, no. So you walk out and you know,
what?
You know, you walk out and like the alarm goes off because
not for me. I don't steal anything, but.
I wasn't stealing anything either. The cashier didn't do their job properly.
Oh, now you're throwing them under the bus.
Sure am. And as I'm
walking, they might also be veterans.
It's true.
They might. But the siren goes off. Trust me. Actually, she wasn't. But the siren goes off. This guy grabs me by the shoulder and like pulls me back. He had to be like 80.
But off the charts. Yeah.
Scared the hell out of my wife. I'll tell you that
right
now.
Well, I don't doubt it.
She gave him up. Take him.
It was him. He wanted to steal. So this is, I don't know if it's related or not, but we go up to Montana for this one. There was a man who has several pumpkins at his house, but somebody decided to go up there and, well, have their way with the pumpkins.
Angela, I spoke with Jeff Berkby, who lives down here at University District. He tells me this is the third time this has happened since he moved to Missoula 12 years ago.
Third time he's had his pumpkins smashed.
I'd get the hell out of Missoula.
You might want to stop putting all the pumpkins up. Maybe surveillance. You might want to figure something
cameras.
Out.
Cameras.
I mean, what's the saying? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice.
They smash your pumpkins three times.
Yeah, time to put those inside.
While Berkby is only out $30, the prank takes away from his favorite part of Halloween, getting into the holiday spirit and decorating his home with pumpkins.
That's his favorite part.
Getting into the holiday spirit.
The holiday spirit.
See, when I hear that phrase, I don't think of Halloween, which I think is a vastly overrated holiday.
No, you're wrong.
Vastly overrated.
Halloween's a good time. Halloween might be second. Probably the second best.
Thanksgiving's the best holiday ever.
No, Christmas.
Christmas. No.
Number
watch Christmas. Football. It's the best. No pressure.
Well, No, what do you mean no pressure?
Is my gift good enough?
Oh,
Did I get a gift that's comparable to your gift?
There is pressure there, I guess.
Oh, huge right. pressure.
Number yeah, one, but the tree, I like having the tree in the house for some
everything
reason.
Leading up to Christmas is amazing.
Oh, the gift
24
is
days
a,
of Christmas
a bit
is
of a
great. 25th
okay.
day, headaches, nervous.
But you've got to be a big Halloween guy, though, Russ.
Love Halloween.
Yeah, I love Halloween.
Number two.
Two, yeah, behind Thanksgiving. Oh, Thanksgiving. You have Christmas third in the power rankings?
I do. Ever since I became an adult, it's become the worst holiday.
Please.
Are you going as Busy money? Phillips this year you for should, Halloween?
You're hung up on Busy Phillips.
We have a couple costume
reason.
Parties we got coming up.
Can
so.
We get Busy on the show just so we can go
you're
through?
You're her friend. You should reach out.
Well, I would like you to do that. It seems a little bit more professional than if I did that. I might be crossing a line if I did that.
On
the
it.
Whole restraining order and everything.
Yeah, that's a part of it. So this guy's celebrating his Halloween with pumpkins.
Getting into the holiday yeah. spirit and decorating his home with pumpkins. But last Friday, during the University of Montana's homecoming, he found the pumpkins he bought several days before ruined.
Oh. How do you like that?
Oh,
what's,
no.
What's the luck here for this poor guy?
Berkey says he's no stranger to Halloween mischief.
Mischief?
Let me stop you right there, ma'am.
Wait a minute.
What is mischief?
You're never going to get out of Missoula if you talk like that.
What is mischief?
Mischief?
I've never heard mischief, but she's not familiar or he's not unfamiliar with mischief.
Berkey says he's no stranger to Halloween mischief.
Mischief. All right.
But he has a hard time dealing with the destruction of property.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Halloween pranks are fine, and I remember when I was a kid in high school that we would...
What do you think he would do in high school? What do you think this guy would get up to? He sounds like a bit of an instigator.
Put a burning bag of poop on somebody's front stoop.
Oh, that's a classic one.
Yeah.
Ross, do you have a stab here what this guy might be up to? Back in high school.
I bet he was tipping hoops
like Rossi. Let's find out.
I think Halloween pranks are fine, and I remember when I was a kid in high school that we would put toilet paper in the football coach's trees, or some people would soap windows with bar soap, but it was never destructive. And
wait a minute, what?
Put toilet paper in the football coach's.
Is that right?
And the football coaches.
Coach,
and the football coaches said, I'm the only guy in Missoula who has toilet paper in his trees.
Yeah, but just tree.
Put toilet paper in the football coaches' trees, or yeah. Some people would soap windows with bar soap, but it was never destructive.
We would sneak into sort of driveways and we would wash cars. We would just wash your car.
We lit a tire on fire one time.
You lit a tire on fire?
There was a railroad bridge between Brunswick and Topsom.
Was it connected to a car?
No. We went out on the bridge.
Yeah.
We tied a tire on a rope.
Yeah.
And filled it with the fire starter.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
for
yeah.
for your grill.
Yeah.
Lit it on fire, pushed it over so that it was swinging around underneath the bridge. It looked really
just a
cool.
Burning tire.
Yeah, it was it. Smelled awful, but it looked great.
So let me get this straight.
You burn a tire.
You judge me for tipping hoops.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's
burning
tires.
No, there's some good, clean fun at burning tires.
You guys are lighting things on fire.
He stole it off of some guy's car first. Put it up and shot its axles. You're like, yeah, I don't know about that. It's like, well, yeah, we had to borrow some tires, light them on fire.
Hey, get this off Mr. Ponziani's Buick.
Take it.
We're going to fire that baby off the bridge.
So then he would soap up windows, this guy?
He was cleaning windows.
He's cleaning windows, basically. That's all he was doing.
Trees, or some people would soap windows with bar soap, but it was never destructive. And
well, I don't know. I mean,
I do take issue with the toilet paper thing. That's not recycling.
I mean,
it's not recycling.
Not only that, but who's going to clean this mess up?
That's a real pain in the ass. How do you?
Did you guys ever do that? Did you have that happen like in high school?
TP somebody's house?
No, we did like the senior year, like the next. I think it was before Thanksgiving, our final game. They threw toilet paper all over our the tree out front of my house.
Your arch rivals?
No. The cheerleaders would do it to all the seniors.
Oh, the cheerleaders?
He said, he's not the captain. Go ahead. What difference does it make? Let it fly.
We don't care. We don't care what happens to him. It doesn't matter.
It is a burden to get rid of all that toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. This is Coach Robitaille.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know.
He probably put him up to it.
I would think that your rival would do that. Like, they would steal your mascot. What was your mascot in high school?
A tiger.
Well, stealing that.
Very original.
Leave that alone.
You guys had a live tiger at your school?
Well, at Brunswick.
Yeah, we didn't have a football field.
Hey, at Brunswick, we had a dragon. Real one.
You guys had a real dragon?
And then went on to movie fame in Game of Thrones.
That's pretty good. They live a long time.
Hopefully it wasn't that
so
one that went to Whitewater.
So you guys didn't have a high school football field because you spent all your money on a live tiger. That is outrageous, Rossi.
Yeah, we got to ride the tiger around, though.
That's what's kind of bizarre to me about the pumpkin smashing.
Because so he's upset about the destruction. The guy's out $30. Like, listen, I'm not made of money, but you're out $30. Quick,
Walmart
quick crying about it. Walmart, much more destruction.
$80 worth of pumpkins.
$88 at Walmart.
They shot that guy, though.
That guy's, never heard from him again.
Those old guys at the greeting position, they're armed.
No, they took care of him, no problem.
I know how to use this, too, you know.
Berkby says he's not angry, just tired that this has happened numerous times in his neighborhood.
Not the pumpkins. You're like, just get over it, all right? It's fine.
He said smashers might destroy a family's decorations that could ruin the holiday for his neighbor's children. Berkby tells me he heard reports from people living near Bonner Park of similar incidents happening at their homes.
Is that right? This is happening at more than one place?
Sir, I am sick of your mischief.
Mischief? So they're saying... I mean, that is just, it's trick or treat. That's the trick. You're getting your pumpkin smashed. It's part of it.
Here's a plan, sir. Once they get you once, out of the game,
yeah,
you know?
You're done.
Stop restocking the pumpkins.
Bring them in at night. Hey, take the pumpkins in. These
line
kids are
up
on the
in the living room.
Yeah.
Of similar incidents happening at their homes. We'll dive further into this Halloween mischief.
There you go, Dale. She's back. She's back.
We'll dive further into this Halloween mischief.
She's doubling down on mischief.
See, I thought you make a mistake. No, she went back to it.
No, she thinks that's the word.
She says, hey, do you see how this is spelled? How would you say it?
Mischief.
We'll dive further into this Halloween mischief coming up on Fox Montana News at 9 and ABC Montana News at 10.
Hold on a second.
Fox Montana News at 9, ABC Montana News at 10.
She works for Fox and ABC? What's going on out there?
In Missoula, Montana, let's be honest. There's not a huge talent pool available for these positions.
Like, good for her.
NBC,
they have a monopoly, though, out there. That could be a real problem.
Reporting live from the University District, I'm Stella Sun, Montana, right now.
Let me find out.
Stella Sun?
City District, I'm Stella Sun, Montana. City District, I'm Stella Sun, Montana.
I'm having a trouble. Scylla?
I'm Stella.
Stella.
Sun.
Stella Sun.
I'm Stella Sun. I'm Stella Sun.
I don't know.
Montana right now.
Here
you go. Smashing pumpkins. Get over it, my man. that's all I would say on that.
Yeah.
Mischief.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest he might be single. He might be living alone.
Well, he feels bad for the families that could be victim of this.
Well,
later
that's right. You know, when you flesh the story out a little bit.
Yeah.
He's not sitting there with a shotgun behind the curtain in the living room waiting for the pumpkin smashers
maybe
to show up.
Maybe it happens one more time.
The world is a vampire.
That could happen for him. That could be the next thing.
617-779-7937. Right back to the calls with you. Coming up next, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
He says he's not angry, just tired that this has happened numerous times in his neighborhood. Coming up on Fox Montana News at 9 and ABC Montana News at 10.
Hey, guys. This is Coach Robitaille.
I think Halloween pranks are fine.
Halloween mischief.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.